You're listening to Open Channels FM. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Woo. Control your costs, grow your store, plan smarter with WooCommerce TCO calculator and experts insights. Learn more at WooCommerce.com/TCO.
Hi, everyone. This is Adam Weeks from OpenChannels.fm. And today I am joined by two incredibly talented people, Jess Frick and Jeff Paul. And the thing that they both have in common, except for having J names, is that they are going to be speaking in November at CloudFest USA. They're on panels there, and they have some pretty incredible things that they want to share about what's happening in the world of AI and hosting. And if you haven't noticed, there's a lot happening in AI and hosting, and you're going to want to catch their talks if at all possible. I hope you enjoy my conversation with Jess Frick and Jeff Paul. Jess, tell us a little bit about yourself. You've recently made a gymungous career change, so I'm kind of curious about that too. Tell us a little about yourself.
Hi, Jess Frick, non-smoking Pisces, big fan of long walks on the beach, which is very convenient considering CloudFest is in Miami.
There you go.
And I am going to be talking about delivering customer success with WordPress. Adam, look at that mug.
Oh, I do love this mug.
Frick,
for those of you, our audio listeners, what does my mug say?
Your mug has one of the coolest stickers I've ever seen on it. And it says, frick yeah.
Frick yeah. It's all shiny and stuff.
Whoever gave that to you must really like you.
Frick yeah.
So my job today, I get to serve as general manager of Rocket.net. We are one of the top 200 fastest growing companies in the United States right now.
Dang. And that's awesome.
I'm so grateful to be a part of the team. And I'm happy to share the secret of their success because it vibes perfectly with what we're talking about at CloudFest.
Could you tell us a little bit about what you're going to be talking at CloudFest US? Now, you're going to be one of the speakers, correct?
Yeah. So I'm actually speaking with Aaron Campbell and Mike Hansen and John Robison. And we're going to be talking about customer success with WordPress.
Customer success. That sounds important. Jess Frick, what is customer success to you? What does that mean to you?
So it can mean a lot of things. That's a great question, Adam. But in the context of CloudFest, I think it's primarily going to focus on the hosting aspect of WordPress. And whether you've been to CloudFest before or not, whether you are a host or an end user, or perhaps you are kind of an intermediary host. Maybe you host client sites, and you're sort of reselling. I think you're going to find actionable insights and advice from all of us. And we are all industry veterans. I've personally been in WordPress hosting for well over a decade. WordPress hosting, that weird little niche. And we've learned some stuff along the way. And so this is going to be our opportunity to give back and share what we've learned.
What do you think kind of sets you guys aside?
What sets us aside is we don't have a scope of support.
What does that mean?
It means we just do right by the customer.
Okay.
We'll find out what you need. We don't just say, that's outside of our scope of support. You're going to need to contact so-and-so and then send you running.
Well, it's almost as though customers are people that have people problems and that you want to help them that way.
It's true. And again, coming back to, the CloudFest US audience, I have a feeling we're going to have a lot of hosters and resellers in our audience. And when it comes to resellers, especially, time is money. And you don't have, hours upon hours to be bounced here and there when you have an issue. So obviously the first priority is don't give you an issue to have in the first place wherever possible. But when you have an issue, help you solve it as quickly as possible.
Nice. Yeah. No, that's awesome. I'm excited to hear your talk. You've got an excellent group of panelists to talk with. As you're thinking about CloudFest and attending yourself, is there anything else that you're looking forward to?
I have never been to the server throwing.
You've been stretching? You're going to stretch?
You know what? I have been stretching. I need to start doing some lifts. You know,
all right.
I don't want to throw my back out. I'm not sure if I'm going to actually throw, but I am absolutely going to be cheering those on who do.
That's fantastic. I will stand next to you and we will yell a lot at people making fools of themselves, because I will definitely not be throwing servers, but I'm proud of those who choose to.
Yeah. There's also a lot of other great content too. One thing that I love about CloudFest this year is they have a US focused production team, you know, whereas CloudFest US was almost kind of like a afterthought CloudFest Junior.
Yeah.
To the main CloudFest. This year, I feel like it's being given special attention and it's really coming through in the programming. So I'm so excited.
Yeah. And being in Miami in November, that's not bad either.
No, that's not going to be bad. Again, long walks on the beach. I heard there may be like some barbecues. I don't know. We'll see. The venue is so cute too.
It's cool. I was watching the last season of Amazing Race with my family, and the very finale takes place at where we're going to be at the movie studio.
Oh my gosh, for real?
Yeah. Like I was like, they had to put together like this giant puzzle inside the building where we'll be.
That's so cool.
It is cool. Yeah. It's like a legit movie studio with like legit doing stuff there.
Yeah, you're gonna have to send me that episode link. I want to watch.
Yeah, no, it's cool. Yeah, it's the Amazing Race.
Be like, here's where they did this.
Yeah, there's some big guy in like this giant beard, like sitting in the building in a classic car, like judging them. It's just kind of funny.
But you know what, though, I think between the area that we're gonna be in and the people who are gonna be there, it's gonna be a phenomenal week. I'm just so excited about it.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Jess. If someone wants to find out more about you and the work you're doing on the interwebs, where would they go to do that?
Our brand is rocket.net. That is our website too.
And I assume you're on the socials and on the different places.
Oh, yeah. I'm on all the socials. You can usually find me at XO Jess Frick or on LinkedIn. I'm Hey Frick.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Jess. I really appreciate this time that you have taken with us. I know that people are still maybe deciding to buy their tickets with Open Channels. They can get a 20% discount. So make sure you check that coupon code below. And yeah, we will see you at CloudFest.
And, you know, before we go, if you see me at CloudFest and you tell me that you watched this episode, I will have a Frick Yeah sticker waiting for you.
Yeah, yeah, you will.
I will. Just for I might you. Need another you gotta one. Tell me I... you watched this.
All right. Okay. Perfect. Sounds good. All right. See you soon.
Bye.
One of the big challenges of running an online store is managing costs, and that's where Woo really stands out. With WooCommerce, you own and control your site, which means you control your costs too. There's no hidden fees, no penalties for growth, and it scales on your term. Whether you're handling seasonal spikes or steady long-term growth, Woo gives you the flexibility to adopt without breaking the bank. And if you ever wonder what it actually costs to run an e-commerce business today, Woo has a great tool to help. Their total cost of ownership calculator. It gives you a clear picture of where your money goes and how to plan for sustainable growth. So take control of your costs and your future growth. Visit WooCommerce.com/TCO.
Hey, Jeff. Nice to see you again.
Yeah, Adam. Good to see you. It's only been a couple weeks since Portland, but, you know, good to catch up here virtually.
Fantastic. Well, I'd love to, if you could give us a minute of share some context for who you are and what you're going to be doing at CloudFest. You and I have worked on some fun projects in the past with 10Up, now Fueled, and I have always been impressed with your brain. You've got a good brain, my friend, and you think about things in a way that is inspiring and encouraging. And with all of the stuff that's happening with AI, you are a really important person to hear your voice, especially at a conference like CloudFest. Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so VP of open source at Fueled. Some folks may know 10Up in the WordPress space a little better. I've been with 10Up since 2019. 10Up and Fueled merged September 2023. So trying to effectively go to market as Fueled, but many folks appreciate and understand 10UP. Within Fueled, the open source practice that I run is responsible for three different kind of tenets. One is company-owned open source, so things like classify, distributor, open source products or projects that historically 10UP or Fueled had created and, you know, now exist as free open source, right? There's community-owned open source, so things like WordPress Core, Gutenberg, perhaps other open web platforms that Fueled and 10UP contribute to. Our team is responsible for that. And the last bit is client-owned open source. So Fueled typically, you know, works on strategy and execution on digital experiences for clients. My background in the WordPress space, I've been using it since 2007, I think. I've been an active contributor since 2016, helping as a deputy on the WordPress 4.7 release, and then have been active on several of the major releases in WordPress Core. So very active there on a project and product management perspective, not on a engineering perspective. And then kind of, you know, what starts to overlap a bit with the panel I'm on at CloudFest USA is 10UP back in 2018 had a client project where we built an integration with IBM Watson to help classify content, right? And like most of the things that our team open sources, this was came from a client project. We open sourced it in 2019, supported it for a couple years. Classify is the name of the plugin. It's, you know, brings AI functionalities into WordPress to kind of help stream editorial workflows and content creation workflows. And over a couple of years, it was more just a fun R&D space. But as time went by and the AI space exploded a couple of years ago, it became more a thoughtful place to contribute, nurture, and, you know, the lens there of being at Fueled, helping to build this since 2018. The feedback we've gotten from enterprise publishers along the way of, you know, this sort of UX or UI is optimal or suboptimal, as well as Fueled's usage of AI alongside the kind of the creative excellence of the humans on the team, right? All those lenses, I think, helps for the panel that I'm on with Chris and James and Arto.
Nice. Well, this definitely seems like a time where the work that you've been doing with AI and this lack of clarity on where all of this is heading, and a lot of us are guessing, the work you're doing with enterprise definitely seems to be extra important at this time, because I would imagine that is going to impact the industry significantly.
Yeah, and I think on the panel, James and myself are also part of the WordPress Core AI team and trying to figure out there, how do we also bring AI functionality to that large portion of the open web, right? Both from enterprise developer tooling sorts of things down to everyday consumer experience as well, as and trying to make sure that we're serving, you know, both of those audiences. And within that, I think the enterprise audience is definitely one component. You know, certainly the developer tooling and being able to kind of raise the bar on what folks, at least in the open web space, can do with these. And the same problem with other agencies, with other product teams that have built AI into their stacks over the years. And now that some of these things will now be centrally managed and maintained by the community, just alleviates companies from having to own those ourselves and can now contribute to that, those core toolings, and then focus a bit more really on the enterprise needs of our clients and building specifically to that, and not have to be so beholden to the kind of the technical plumbing underneath, right?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And that, yeah, this is going to be a really great panel. I'm excited to be able to see you guys there in person. Tell me a little bit about CloudFest USA. Your experience, what are you looking forward to? What are your thoughts about the event specifically?
First of all, I'm in the Chicago area, so November in Chicago, it tends to start being not so lovely. I'm somebody who live on the equator happily, so being able to, one, to be in Miami in November, I think is a selling point almost on its own, right? Secondly, this actually will be my first CloudFest, so I'm actually excited to get into that community, understand who's there, meet new people, new companies, and really explore some of the workshops and talks that otherwise I wouldn't be exposed to in other conferences. So really excited about that. You know, the Miami bit is kind of icing on the cake, as it were.
Sure.
You know, there are folks that are also talking about how do you blend AI experiences with delivering creative human work, which is a similar problem we try and tackle at Fueled. And that's something that Vito Peleg from Adorum is talking about. So really excited about that one. There are, I think there's a workshop on, you know, how to embed AI into workflows. So really excited for that. Interestingly enough, Mary Hubbard and Jonathan Wald, also from the WordPress community, will be there. And so getting to hear from Mary's perspective, you know, really at the 10,000 foot level of the open web and the impacts that she's seen, you know, any opportunity to see her talk and to get time with her is fantastic. So really excited about that. You know, I think there's some talks about bytecoding, which, you know, is something to try and stay on top of, even though it's impossible because that changes week to week. But, you know, getting to sit in and understand at that moment in person, is so much easier to learn in an environment like that than to try and, you know, quickly read a newsletter or watch a video online, right? Being able to do that in person is great. And then really the kind of the last one that I'm excited about is to see Cory Doctorow talk about the enchantification. I think that that is definitely an experience I think many people are seeing online. And how can the people that are there, the companies that are there, try and help pivot towards, you know, how did he phrase it? The Enchido scene, right? And get to a place where there's a better, newer, good internet is definitely something that I similarly care about. So really interesting to see his thoughts on that coming from the Electronic Frontier Foundation. So super excited for that one. You know, definitely not leaving early on a Friday or not maybe early on a Thursday because I wanted to see him talk too. So really excited about the whole schedule. Hopefully my panel can live up to the excitement I have for everybody else that's on the list.
Yeah, as you were listing those things off, like, oh, I got to make sure I'm at that talk. And that sounds really interesting. In this world of AI and all the things, it feels like being in the room with these people is incredibly valuable. And I think that having an opportunity to see your panel, I think, would there be a Q&A? Do you know if there's going to be a Q&A for your panel?
I imagine the format we've done in other places, I think that played really well, right? Like try and read folks into what Chris, James, myself, and Ardo are thinking in the lenses we bring in, but then reserve time for Q&A because there's, you know, folks that presumably will be there that just haven't, you know, grokked some of the things that we've been struggling with and are curious to learn more. So as far as I understand, yes, Q&A. And if not, being in person at a conference like this, you always have the hallway track, right, in between sessions and before and after. So always happy to chat with folks there after the panel conversation.
Fantastic. All right, my second to last question is, have you been working out? There's a server throwing competition. Do you think you'll be involved in chucking a giant server as far as you can?
Adam, I appreciate that you think that I didn't just pull my back turning around to grab a coffee off the counter this morning. The server throwing might be best left to those that are maybe going to join one of the networking events, was like the under 30 networking event. I think that's probably well tuned for people that are younger and stronger in that way, but definitely we'll go and check that out.
Well, if someone wants to learn more about your work or be able to find you on the interwebs, how would they find Jeff Paul?
Sure. So jeffpaul.com probably references out to all the social platforms that's needed for work. Fuel.com can be found there. And then the plugin I mentioned, classifiedplugin.com, for context there. And then for folks that want to go even deeper on the WordPress side of things, make.wordpress.org/AI is really where all that's coming from WordPress and the intersection of AI and the team there would be a great place to go.
Great. Well, friends, there you have it. Jeff Paul is going to be at CloudFest USA this November. He is going to be running away from the tundra that is Chicago and heading to Miami. Hopefully we'll see you all there. And what a great time. Thank you so much, Jeff, for sharing a little bit about your talk and giving us an introduction to yourself.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks for listening, and do check out WooCommerce's TCO calculator at woocommerce.com/TCO. Until the next time, take care.